This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Hundreds of thousands of young people from across the globe are in Rio de Janeiro to celebrate World Youth Day with Pope Francis. Our French colleague, Olivier Tosseri, is in Rio and caught up with several pilgrims from countries marred by interfaith and ethnic violence. He asked them how it feels to be a Christian in Rio today.
My name is Father Jude O'Neill from the Catholic Archdiocese of Abuja in Nigeria. I'm one of those who have come here to represent the CBCN youths of Nigeria. It's very cold. Yeah, I'm already shivering because you're outside in the beach. But we came in quite a large number because we appreciate religion. We appreciate the Catholic Church. We have a large Catholic community in Nigeria. And we have come about 100 of us, priests and lay faithful young people who have represented Nigeria, to come here and share in this very awesome and tantalizing experience and inspiring experience of a very large number of people who have gathered to celebrate Jesus, to celebrate our youth as one people, one body, united by one faith in Jesus Christ.
And how do you live your faith in Nigeria? Is it difficult?
Yeah, you know, recently, there's some kind of tension in the northern part, the far northern part of Nigeria. But it is not the same thing all over Nigeria. But sometimes when you listen to the news, you'll be tempted to feel that in all of Nigeria, there is tension. But it's not like that, because Nigeria is a very large Christian, very large society. Very, very big. Very, very big. With diverse people, diverse culture, diverse ethnic groups. So in the north, where you have relatively equal percentage of Christians and Muslims, like 50% Christians, 50% Muslims. But even though you could hear of terrorism and all that, it's a world, it's a global problem. It's not just a Nigerian problem. And it is the extreme, the fanatics, the extremists who are involved in that. There are Muslims that we live peacefully together. So it's not a general problem. It's a problem of extremists. No, so there are some Muslims. We live together, live as brothers. If you go to the western part of Nigeria, from one family, you can have a priest. In one family, you have a priest, a Catholic priest, and you have others who are practicing Muslims, and they live very happily together. So it's not a general problem. It's a problem in some part and just among some people.
Man and Rawaid came from Baghdad, Iraq. They say they're proud to be Christians joining in the World Youth Day events in Rio.
I feel proud to be Christian in Baghdad also, but here I am also proud.
It's a very good experience to our soul and our personalities. It's add a lot to our personalities. Because there is a different social, different countries, different societies. So we are so happy to meet these big people crowded here, and we met the Pope.